Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly, America's Heroes Group Roundtable, Job Training, Development, and Employment. It's what we're going to be talking about right now. I am the host. The executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. We are pleased to have in our studio, and this is a great follow-up for what we were just talking about in veterans getting jobs the previous half an hour with some good friends of ours. And we just love being able to get the information out. This is what this program is all about. We are pleased to have in our studio Alicia Boddy, who is the Director of Development for Code Platoon. How are you?
Hi, Cliff. Thanks for having us.
How are you doing? And also Charles Kubiak is with us, U.S. Marine veteran and attended Code Platoon, which we will be talking about. Code Platoon job training and development programs and services. Before we go to Mr. Kubiak, Alicia, you want to tell us more about Code Platoon?
Yes, I would love to.
Please. So,
Code Platoon is a nonprofit coding boot camp located right here in Chicago. We have in-person training for 14 weeks where we train veterans and military spouses in software development skills. We also have a remote option to our program as well. Students can learn everything they need to know to be a junior software developer. And the best part is after their 14-week training with us, we have paid internships that they are eligible for. So we not only train them, but our goal is to get them into their first job in this new career in software development.
This is great. And how long has that been in existence?
We ran our first class in 2016, and we're now gearing up for 2020 and have graduated over 70 students and are excited.
Over 70?
Over 70, yes.
That's great. I'll cut you off. Go right ahead.
Oh, we're excited to have three more classes in 2020 and more alumni to join the ranks.
So there are more people joining.
Yes,
yeah,
we've got a full class ready for January, and applications are open now for our May class.
Wow, that's great! You want to give that? We'll let you give it twice, but give it now.
Sure, the
application. Yeah.
So,
if
anyone's interested in more information or applying to Code Platoon, you can visit our website. It's codeplatoon.org. All of the information is there, and there's a nice big orange button that says "Apply Now." So, go ahead and take that leap and fill out your application.
Easy to do. Okay. We have in our studio also Charles Kubiak, who is a four-year Marine Corps veteran, financial professional, and most recently an aspiring full-stack engineer. From combat deployments in Iraq as a light vehicle crewman to being involved with financial markets for the past 10 years, Charles has witnessed the importance of having the right technology on your side. His love of learning has led him to his third career in software development. Charles attended Code Platoon, a full-stack engineering boot camp for veterans located in downtown Chicago, as you just heard. He is currently an apprentice software crafter for 8th Light. Mr. Kubiak, thank you for being with us.
No problem, sir. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Tell us the story.
How far back do you want me to go? I was born in Grand Rapids, Michigan. No, I'll start with the Marine Corps. I joined the Marine Corps, signed up in January of 01, and I shipped out to boot camp the day before the World Trade Center. I landed in San Diego around midnight on September 9th, September 10th, 2001. So second day of boot camp, World Trade Center happened. I went through. I was in the infantry, hit my unit, 3rd Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion in 29 Palms. Went to Iraq for the invasion, went back a second time from 04 to 05. And when I got out, I finished up my bachelor's degree in finance.
Great.
And started working for Charles Schwab. Great company to work for. Loved working there. Worked there for about 8 years and decided to step out and start a business with one of my friends. We did that for a couple of years, and it didn't work out the way we wanted it to, so we decided to move on. And I was actually at the VA looking at career counseling, kind of trying to decide what I wanted to do next. I'd kind of gotten a little burnout with finance. And one of the counselors there had a poster on his wall for Code Platoon. And I said, hey, what's that? And they kind of gave me the rundown and said that they were located here in Chicago, and I live in the Bridgeport neighborhood. So I was like, hey, it's a good local opportunity for me, even though when I went, we actually had a correspondence student with us, a remote student that was attending from London. So, I mean, people from all over the place mm-hmm. come either to Chicago to go to Code Platoon or attend mm-hmm. remotely from all over the world. So that was a pretty unique experience as well. Because as we move into like the tech industries and software development, more and more importantly is getting that experience working with fellow employees or students in this case remotely, because it's a different set of tools. It's kind of a different mindset. You wear the headphones and speak into a microphone a lot, and you deal with things like lag and the computer hopping around a little bit. But we got to pick up some of that in Code Platoon, and it's definitely paid off moving into my career.
This is very interesting, Charles. I'm just so happy you're here. But you got your bachelor's after you came out of active duty. Is that what you said?
I had basically a two-year general associate's from community college.
Didn't
know what I wanted to mm-hmm. do when I grew up yet, so mm-hmm. I joined the Marine Corps where I didn't have to grow up, right? And basically, when I got out, I had the GI Bill. At that time, it was mm-hmm. the Montgomery GI Bill, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I attended night school, and I worked at a bank doing mortgages, and this is kind of like the mm-hmm. 2006, 2007, where everyone mm-hmm. was doing mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
And once I finished up my bachelor's degree, mm-hmm. I decided that I kind of wanted to move more into investing and made that leap. And then, like I said, I did that, and I held all sorts of jobs. Eventually ended up here in Chicago working with the products that we love here in Chicago, so like options and futures.
You mentioned Charles Schwab.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that was, I mean, like I said, that was an amazing opportunity, and it was a great first career.
Mm-hmm.
But after my business didn't work out, put a lot of, about 3 years worth of my life into it and a lot of my personal capital and time. And
now, tell us about the business. I want to make sure we understand.
It was actually a hedge fund that worked with derivatives, so specifically dealing with futures.
Mm-hmm.
And we just didn't get big enough fast enough, and it's a highly competitive market.
Sure.
And so basically when it was myself and one other partner, we just kind of decided mm-hmm. that we were between a rock and a hard place. So it was either continue to limp along or just pull the plug and find something new to do. And at that point, I mean, like I said, it was putting all of your work and your life into that for a couple of years and not having it work out the way you want it to. It was something where I was like, maybe this is a good time mm-hmm. to try something new. I've still got mm-hmm. all my fingers and toes, a bad sense of humor. Let's give it a crack at something else and keep moving forward.
And that's when you came into Code Platoon?
Yep.
Well, that's great. Tell us how you found out about Code Platoon.
Through the VA.
Oh, so, you mentioned the VA.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm make pretty good use mm-hmm. of the resources at Jesse Brown.
Which is great. We just had people on from Jesse Brown.
Yeah, yeah. And the VA has been great for me. Through either like the healthcare, but also, like I said, business didn't work out, wasn't feeling all that great about my professional life, and they offer other services mm-hmm. that maybe people don't necessarily tie back to the VA.
Yeah, wouldn't even think exists.
Yeah. Yeah, we just think hospital stuff, not necessarily career stuff.
Right.
But, mm-hmm. And our counselor over there, Phil, was a great guy, and he definitely helped me out. And the more I applied for other finance jobs, was looking at other jobs at like insurance companies and like banks and brokerage firms, I was just the more and more I was kind of like sitting there like, no, maybe this is really...
I'll go back into combat.
Yeah.
I'm being facetious.
That itch never goes all the way away, right?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm kidding.
So, but yeah, it was definitely a time to take a stab at something different and see what I could do with it. And I definitely have no regrets. Code Platoon was an amazing experience.
That's great.
And working for the company that I do now in technology and software development has been awesome as well.
Who are you working for now?
I work for a local company called Eighthlight. They're a custom software consultancy. So mm-hmm. they basically...
What's the name of it again?
Eighthlight.
East?
Eight, like the number eight.
Eight.
Like sixth, seventh, eight. And then Eighthlight.
I got you.
Yeah, okay. We do this all the time with people.
Yeah, I can understand.
So, but... and that's the thing is, like, when you get into technology, there's two really big groups is there's companies that do product, like so like a Google or Amazon, Apple, like they have their own products, or you have consulting, and they don't – so a consulting firm typically doesn't have their own product, but they get called in to be specialists to help other people with their products. So that's what we work with is we go in for other companies and either embed in their offices or work remotely or do some sort of time sharing, but then we basically help them either manage custom software that they had built previously or we help them build out brand new software for them so that they can meet their business needs.
That is very interesting. We are pleased to have U.S. Marine veteran Charles Kubiak with us. You just heard him give us some great information about the Code Platoon, which I'm sure most people have never heard of. And they do a great job. Alicia Boddy is here, who is the Director of Development, and we're going to go back to her in just a moment. Just want to mention our call-in number is 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. And this kind of follows what we were talking about before, about veterans and what they do when they come back. And, you know, there's so many things that can happen positively. But this is really great. Alicia, tell us more, please.
Sure. Yeah. You know, Charles is just one example of some of our most amazing alumni
Let me ask you this. Pardon me for cutting you off. The name. How did the name come up?
I'm not sure I know that story. Do you know that story?
No, not specifically other than that. I think they were trying to make it very clear that because you
it's
have
veterans.
It's only veterans and spouses of veterans that can attend. So, if you haven't served or married to someone who served, then you're not eligible to go to Code Platoon, unfortunately.
So they just want to make sure because sometimes the word platoon kind of
And that's one of the great parts of the experience, too, as a veteran, is that when you go, you know you're surrounded by other veterans. So you're surrounded by individuals that have had similar experiences.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So it helps being surrounded by people that you know that have gone through some of the same pressures as you because, as Alicia said, it is a 14-week camp. And, I mean, it is extremely time-intensive. For most people, it is a brand-new skill that they're learning. And not to sugarcoat it, there's definitely a lot of stress involved in that 14 weeks.
Of course. Alicia, now we know.
Yeah, we'll go with that story.
Yeah, that's right.
But yes, we, you know, every day we are a mission-driven nonprofit. So our goal is to help veterans and military spouses get into careers, not just jobs. And so we work alongside the VA. We spend a lot of time on community outreach, working and getting our message out there so people know that we are an option for them as they're thinking about a new career or this option of training.
Now, Alicia, is the training for the spouses?
Yes. Military spouses or veterans are eligible. And, you know, one of the big things about being mission-driven is that we are able to make this so affordable for our students. So we are approved by the federal and Illinois VAs. We are eligible for the GI Bill. We're eligible for Vet Tech, which is a new program that the VA is offering to get very interested veterans into programs like ours.
Vet Tech. Okay. Oh, Vet Tech. Okay.
Yes. I got you. And then if you don't have GI Bill or don't have VA benefits, we offer very generous scholarships. So no student will ever pay more than $3,000 to do this training with us. So that is another way that we really try to make this approachable and affordable and attainable for veterans.
I would presume, Alicia, that you have many more people than you can handle.
We get a lot of applications, and you know, we're always looking to fill our classes and get the word out. You know, best case scenario, we can grow and hire more instructors and train more students. So anyone that's interested,
I would think that you weren't getting a lot of people is because they don't know about the program.
Yes. So we like I said,
which is
we work,
why we're here.
Yes, we work hard to get the word out about us. We do have a pretty rigorous application process. It is a sneak peek into what you will be doing for the next 14 weeks if you are enrolled with us. But we have lots of resources available to help anyone through that application process, and including alumni that are willing to come back. And Charles is a teaching assistant with us actually in the evenings. He comes in and volunteers his time once a week for our current class, which they really appreciate.
I'm sure they do. That's great. Yeah.
And it's a good way to reinforce what I've learned too. So the repetition of it.
I got
but
you. Yeah.
Also, again, it's building the community, and the TAs are there basically. I mean, the students start typically around 9 a.m., and the TAs, the instructors will leave between 4 and 5 each day, and then the TAs are there until 7:30 at night. And I mean, most of the TAs are willing to, like, I've been there till 8:15 if someone's struggling or looking for additional help. We're there for you. Like, everyone wants to see everyone get through this program and succeed.
I think that's great. The only thing I would wonder, too, I mean, we're talking about the military, and of course there are women in the military, but the women, all they need to just to be a spouse of someone in the military, is that right? They don't have to have been in the military.
No. So, women veterans or women spouses.
Spouses,
certainly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And your spouse can also be on active duty. We have a pretty wide definition of a veteran. So for us, it's just someone that served one day. You can be a reservist. You can be in the Guard.
Oh, really? Okay.
We're pretty flexible.
That's great.
We want this opportunity available to as many, many veterans and spouses as we can.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, Alicia, because you're saying people who have not really been even on active duty that perhaps just because they are a member of the reserve or the Guard, they're eligible?
Absolutely. And we are able to work with your drill schedule. We've had students come through that have had to rearrange interview weeks or turn in assignments at different times because they were, it's their weekend to drill. Mm-hmm. And we're able to work around that schedule. We understand that that's one of the commitments that you make, and we want to help you through that.
So we obviously have a great success story with Mr. Kubiak. Ms. Boddy, tell us what the percentages are of the people who come in who end up being successful.
We have about an 85% placement rate in internships, pretty close to 100% graduation rate once you make it, into the program. Like Charles said, we have a plethora of resources that we want to give to you and want you to succeed. So anyone who is willing to put in the work, and it's about 1,000 hours of training when it's all said and done over that 14 weeks. Mm-hmm. But anyone that can put in the work, we are here for you, and we will help you get that career.
How long has this been in existence?
Since 2016.
2016,
so, yep.
Okay.
So we'll be starting our fifth year here pretty soon.
Yeah, because this is just it's a great, obviously a very great program. That's great. Again, if somebody has a question, 312-374-8130. Sometimes there are things out here, and you just got to find out from somebody. Because this, wow. If somebody's there are people looking for this program right now that don't know it exists.
We hope so. So go to our website, codeplatoon.org. You can find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You may email us, info@codeplatoon.org. And we're happy to take any questions you have, whether it's about the program, the training, your VA benefits. We can help with all of that to really make this an approachable decision for you.
Question for you, Alicia. I should have asked you this. You're the Director of Development for Code Platoon. How did you get involved?
I actually started as a volunteer grant writer for us back in January of 2017. So I was finishing a master's degree and looking for experience. And
master's in what?
In nonprofit management and grant writing.
Okay.
So it all kind of fell into place, and I've had the pleasure of working here and talking about the program and getting to meet wonderful people like Charles. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of success stories. We have a lot of great supporters here in the Chicago area, a lot of great donors and funders that support us and help us keep this program going. It's a pleasure to be part of this organization.
Well, it sounds great that you're really doing a great job getting a lot of people, a lot of great information. I think that's wonderful. So the point is, though, that you have not, I presume, been in the military, right?
I was not in the military. Okay. yeah. Both my parents were in the Navy, though.
Oh, okay.
My stepdad is Coast Guard Auxiliary. So I have it in the family.
Yes, yeah, that's absolutely. We always tease each other about who's been in and where. You know what I mean? That's always.
My older brother was in the Navy, so that's why I had to join the Marine Corps. So.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Well, I just say, Charles, is there anything else you would like to add?
One thing I would definitely throw in. One of the things that sets Code Platoon apart and obviously has benefited me greatly is the internship program. I know we've mentioned it a couple of times, but just to throw that out there is there's a lot of boot camps in existence. And as far as I'm aware, and they all have different things too. Well, some of them, they basically put you through the boot camp and you're done. Now go find a job and they'll give you job support. To some boot camps are starting to do tuition deferral where you go through and you don't pay until you get a job in the industry. Code Platoon is actually going out and networking in Chicago and other jobs across the country. We had someone that graduated with me placed in Boston at a company out there. And so to be able to go through boot camp and then basically we interviewed at 7 different companies the week after we were done with Code Platoon.
Wow.
And we ranked them, they ranked us, and then basically we placed as many people as we could at those companies. So they always say when you're breaking into a new industry, like the hardest thing to do is get that first job. So you've got the schooling or the boot camp, but actually getting through an interview process and getting that first job. And Code Platoon is it is competitive for the internships. Not everyone may get one out of each rotation, but they're doing their best and they're trying to place as many people as they can in that first job. So that, to me, from last August not knowing any programming to teaching myself enough to apply for the program to starting in January, graduating in April, and starting as basically a junior developer and apprentice software crafter at 8th Light by May, and I'll be graduating for the apprenticeship program and becoming a full-time crafter or software developer here on November 15th. So it's been an amazing process, and there aren't a whole lot of boot camps out there that can say that they're doing the same thing.
That's a great thing. That is wonderful. That I'm sure that would be one of the reasons why you folks are doing well, Alicia, because when you have people like that, folks know who to go to.
Yes, our corporate sponsors work with us time and time again. 8th Light especially has been just an excellent friend to Code Platoon, and we are very fortunate for that network. But they see that we are training these veterans and really doing a great job.
Doing a great job at
getting them there.
We are so pleased to have had with us Charles Kubiak, a U.S. Marine veteran, and of course attended Code Platoon very successfully, and Alicia Buddy, who is the Director in Development for Code Platoon. And Alicia, one more time, how do they reach you?
Yes, please go to our website. It's codeplatoon.org.